Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's market analysis time now. Tuesday of the first of our two holiday weeks in a row, quietly higher and lower. Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.
It just was one of those days where the market just couldn't quite decide what it wanted to do, and it just kind of limped into the end of the day and finishing with small changes from the previous day.
AgMarket.net's Matt Bennett on AgriTalk focuses on corn.
I just don't think there's been enough of a story there. You know, you look at world corn demand, it's fantastic. I think the thing holding the corn market back has been that world wheat supplies are ample, to say the least. And then, of course, world soybean supplies are not getting drawn down like world corn supplies are getting drawn down. So corn's got a story if you can couple that with some sort of a supply issue. But the bottom line right now is the other two commodities, in my opinion, you're making an uphill battle.
Here's Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, on Farm Talk.
We had another export sales report this morning, one of those weekly export sales, and we're getting close to caught up now, which is nice. And for 2 days in a row, we've had those reports. And for 2 days in a row, we've had soybeans actually over corn. Not that the corn number's bad, but it's nice to see soybeans kind of pop up there, China buying like they had promised. But everyone knows soybeans did the classic buy the rumor, sell the fact trade here. We rallied up in November on ideas that China was going to buy X amount by the end of the calendar year. And now that they are buying, the market's kind of sold off. So buy the rumor, sell the fact. But we didn't go any lower this week, I guess. Soybeans maybe appear to be finding a bit of a bottom here, and maybe we're seeking some short covering rally here in the meantime.
Dwayne, where is the managed money flowing now?
There are a lot of variables, even the hedge on inflation that I mentioned. Like, a lot of times money flow likes to flow into the soybean market, soybean meal market. And, you know, if this money starts to leave gold and silver because the funds think that's as high as it's going to go, they'll look for something cheap to invest into. And that's why I kind of mean soybeans could rally even if the fundamental news is somewhat bearish still. So, yeah, always a lot of unknowns. The thing is, right now, you look at the cost of production and these prices, you just know you want higher prices. So it's fairly easy to make a market plan now that's just got higher prices up above. But man, if Brazil comes in with a huge crop again, it's going to be hard to make big money in soybeans next year without a weather scare in the U.S.
Let's jump over to the livestock market now with our market analysts' opinions.
Cattle struggled a little bit. You know, we had a couple of really good days. Today we gave back some of that profit on them. A little bit of positioning ahead of the, you know, I mean, tomorrow's going to be half a day, so then, you know, most traders are going to be gone the rest of the week. So a lot of evening up of positions.
It recovered nicely. It was down moderately at one point this morning, I think more on profit-taking in a holiday trade than anything else. You know, packers were able to buy cash cattle a couple bucks cheaper last week, but very light volume because they don't need a lot of cattle to kill during the holiday, right? Some cash cattle traded steady money, 229 in Kansas this morning, kind of softened the market a little bit too, but yeah, I think it's just a pause in what looks like a really bullish market. And honestly, in January, the first quarter of 2026, this market could be fairly explosive as supplies stay really tight and demand is still strong.
But the impressive market moves Tuesday came from metals, precious metals.
Holy smokes. Yesterday and then again today on session, you had platinum, palladium, gold, and silver all make new all-time highs. Just absolutely an incredible market that we've seen unfold here. I mean, silver's doubled since the middle of the summer. It's just incredible seeing the funds stepping in here. Of course, the dollar gotten worked over a little bit here this week, but there's no doubt that a flight to safety, a flight to, you know, commodities you can get your hands on has certainly been a feature that we've been witnessing here.
Gold and silver had a really good day. Another, you know, all-time new contract highs for both gold and silver here today. Oh. So those are the markets that are definitely on fire right now.
Silver crossed over that $70 mark per ounce as well. And yeah, I mean, it's really astronomical. I think it's an inflation hedge, which is interesting, which just makes me wonder, can't some of that inflation money come over to the soybean market? But it sure hasn't yet, has it?
Dream on, Dwayne, and the rest of us. All right, let's check the weather now on Inside Agriculture.